T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from the DGDG.com studios on the corner of Broadway and Battery, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
All right, who's up for a quickie?
Hey now.
I hope so. I hope you're ready, because this isn't going to take very long. I honestly thought that we were going to have massive thunder showers, rainstorms, hurricane-like conditions pounding the East Coast, which was going to give us a full show today. It turns out this hurricane was much ado about nothing concerning this A's-Baltimore series, which will continue today as scheduled in about 20 minutes from right now. And we're going to get you out to a little baseball. A's drop a 10 spot in the third inning yesterday on Baltimore, win 10 to nothing. They're coming for the division. You better look out, Astros. I got good news for the A's tonight. They're facing Dylan Bundy. Dylan Bundy is currently tied right now with the all-time Orioles franchise record for the most home runs allowed by a pitcher. Meanwhile, I think Piscotty's hit safely in, what, 12, 13 straight? We've got the A's have now won 6 in a row. How are the Giants doing? It's sort of the opposite, I hear.
Sort of.
The longest consecutive losing streak in San Francisco Giants history, 11 in a row. It's a time to put a new set of eyes on that situation. Someone who doesn't have emotional ties to decisions that need to be made, because tough, tough decisions need to be made, and that is pretty darn obvious. Gianna, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I feel that since it's a radio show, we need to let everyone know about this new haircut.
Oh.
It's an important haircut. The whole show got a haircut with Gianna's haircut. 7 inches?
If not a little more, yeah. I chopped it off.
And you still have very long hair.
I know. That's how long it was. But yeah, no. You just need a little change, a little something different.
Looking good.
Thank you.
You're having a spectacular hair day, if you don't mind me saying.
Thanks.
Elena's hair day is on point. Albie's wearing a hat, so we just do not know how it's going.
And you?
Always great.
Always good.
Thank you very much. Good news for our good friend, Jonas Donskoy.
Donskoy!
Didn't think we were going to hear that today, right?
Donskoy!
We've got some Sharks news for you. The Sharks have given
Donskoy
a little help. They have traded for two-time Norris Award winner Erik Karlsson. Expectations officially now big in San Jose. Vegas odds with that trade alone for them to win the Stanley Cup have moved from 20-1 to 12-1, based on Erik Sven Gunnar Karlsson, which, by the way, is about as Swedish as a name could possibly be. Erik Sven Gunnar Karlsson. He joins Brent Burns and Mark Edward Vlasic, giving the Sharks like three of the best blue liners in the entire NHL. Two-time Norris Trophy winner back in 2012 and 2015, before you call him washed. He was a runner-up for the Norris in the past two seasons as well. This guy is very much in the prime of his career. This is good news for
Donskoy
and the San Jose Sharks.
Yes, sir.
When reached for comment, Erik Sven Gunnar Karlsson had this to say. He's pretty excited. What do you think about the Sharks' chances in the West? How about the new teammates? Erik Sven Gunnar Karlsson is a Sharky. We got a great slice of show for you today. As a matter of fact, we're about to introduce you to a weekly guest that we're going to have each and every week during football season from NFL Network and from the Carr family household, David Carr is going to be a weekly guest, the brother, of course, of Derek Carr. David is about to join us. We're going to talk to him about everything his brother faced, what's coming up in week two. And really, week two, I know we did this yesterday, but it's a point I feel good about, and a lot of people agreed. Week two is now sort of the new week one in the NFL, and we are going to get the performances we get this week will probably tell more about a team's fortunes or misfortunes than the week one performances we've already seen, because a lot of people are putting it on the same page for the first time as a first team offense now in week one, not throughout the preseason. So this week will be a very, very interesting week. There are five things about the 49ers roster I'm officially excited for on Sunday. The first is Dante Pettis part two. I mean, first of all, he made a couple of plays in his debut. That was really good. And I'll ask you, when's the last time a 49ers rookie receiver did that? Seriously, when's the last time a rookie receiver for the 49ers did anything in his first game in the NFL? Crabtree after a holdout? Did maybe he do something there? I don't know. That holdout made everyone feel so acey-deucey about Crabtree to begin with that I can't even really remember what the feelings were when he finally hit the field. And I'm just going to tell you right now that every single 49er wide receiver that they've drafted or added, basically since Crabtree, has been one failed Bruce Ellington-level experiment after another. The Niners have signed, dressed, played, and gotten zero production out of about 12 different Bruce Ellingtons over the last handful of years. Just nameless, faceless, totally replaceable, doesn't really help you wide receivers. One after another, after another, after another. How long do you have to wait for AJ Jenkins to make his first play? I think you're probably still waiting for it. I'm excited to see if the Shanahan, whether or not he dresses and plays Richie James. Why not? Get some more youth out there. This is a Lions game, which is a got-to-have-it game. Obviously, John Gruden's debut. I will not say that he was outcoached, but his team got outplayed. And obviously, things did not go exactly the way they wanted them to. The Rams came out and were just a better football team. We know that Derek Carr had a bad game. We know that he is showing signs of backpedaling here in his career, and I hope that he turns that around. We said this yesterday, and before we bring his brother David in from the NFL Network, what I like most about Derek Carr is that he absolutely wore the mistakes he made on Monday night.
I saw the dude underneath it, so I tried to pull it back with my hand. Obviously, that's why it looked so terrible. It just floated in the air and landed in the guy's lap. So it's just one of those that you sit there and you're like, that is one of the dumbest plays you could ever have. But it is what it is. I knew what I should have done as soon as that play was over, but it just sucks that it happened.
David Carr here for the NFL Network. We're going to be thrilled to bring you David Carr each and every week. He's going to be joining us from the set of NFL Network's Total Access, which is at 4 o'clock out here in the Bay Area. We're thrilled to have him on as a guest. David, thank you very much. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Doing very well. I tell you, it was a tough home loss for the Raiders on Monday night. Your brother, he started out hot. They marched right down the field. Marshawn Lynch carried about 15 football players into the end zone for a very dramatic opening drive to the Gruden era. And then reality just sort of sunk in. The Rams are good. And it seemed like your brother wasn't looking downfield. He might have been more concerned with what was right in front of him. When you look at that Rams front, I don't know if I blame him.
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely a conscious effort by Oakland to get the ball out of his hand quick. And yeah, that probably led to a couple of throws where he might have got it out a little bit sooner than he had to. But, you know, going back and watching the coach's film, talking to some guys, talking to Derek this week, they didn't have a lot of guys open downfield. I mean, there were some tight coverage in the back end. I thought Marcus Peters did a good job. McKeeb, obviously, for the most part, he locked it up. There might have been one shot for Amari down the field, but Derek was looking the other way, throwing it to Cook, which he had a great game. So they had a specific game plan on what they wanted to do. But, yeah, that front four, you know, obviously, obviously the front two guys inside, and they can pose some serious issues. They, you know, not three or four plays into the game, you know, Aaron Donald body slams KO on the ground. So, you know, he's a special player. So you got to kind of take into account what he is and make sure you're not holding on the ball too long. But it might have been a little bit overdone, but you kind of have to err on the side of caution because they were in there. You know, they were in the game that first half, and, you know, for whatever reason, I think it's just, you know, the Rams were probably a little bit more talented. And the defense played well for the Raiders the first half, keeping it close. But, you know, they had a couple big drives. The play action game started opening up for the Rams, and it was kind of a snowball effect at that point.
David, one of the things I like most about your brother is he reclaims his career here in the NFL and hopefully is in the right position now with the right coach to get the best football out of him. What I like is your brother does not run away from adversity. Like, he stood at the podium and he wore every single one of his mistakes and the shortcomings of that night like a man.
Yeah, you have to, you know, and I think that, you know, when you go into those sessions, you go into the post-game press conference, or even more so when you go into the team meeting or the offensive meeting that next day when it's just your peers and your guys, and you have a group of guys that you're supposed to lead, and you have to find a way to get through this little bit of adversity. You can't start making excuses. You have to point at yourself first. You have to look at, you know, everything that you did. You know, really the only things that stand out at that point are the negative things. You have a hard time remembering the good things that you did in that game. They did some good things, but, you know, you really have to focus on what I have to do better. I can't say, well, it was this or it was that or this is the reason or Aaron Donald plays for the other team. If you do that, you're going to end up carrying that over to the next week and your team's not going to be any better and guys are going to look at you as a quarterback, you know, and as a head coach as, you know, where are we at right now? And they're going to look at their demeanor, how they carry themselves, if they take some blame. And because if a quarterback can take some blame and a head coach can take some blame for what happened, then we can all take a little bit of blame. We can get better at this, and we can stop pointing fingers. So I think that, you know, that's just the right way to do it.
David, what did your brother tell you about the sting of the Khalil Mack trade in that locker room? It's got to be tough to sell win right now when the best player was shipped out of town, and it sort of resets the reality, I think, for a lot of guys.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing in particular for Derek because, you know, him and Khalil, they came in the same year, and they've been – you know, they've been really close. They're good friends. They talked a lot during the whole process. They talked a lot that day when it actually went down. I don't think either one of them expected that to happen. I think it's just unfortunate. It's an unfortunate part of the business. You know, that for whatever reason, I don't know if we'll ever know the real reason why they didn't make it happen. But, you know, it didn't. And, you know, Khalil had a great day the other night. I was texting with Derek. He was pulling for him. He was like, man, look at this guy. I mean, and we weren't surprised. I mean, that's what he does. There's a, you know, you watch him the other night. And that's what he's been doing his whole career. And it's just unfortunate that he wasn't able to get a deal done in Oakland to stay there and be a part of something special because they could have used him the other night. I mean, they, as well as they played, and I think Paul Gunther's system is going to be good. I think they're going to be a better defense than they were last year, even without Khalil. But I think that if you could have added a Khalil Mack, you know, with that Paul Gunther system and the way that they're going to kind of change up looks, and I think they've gotten better at the linebacker position and in the secondary. You know, it would have been nice to have him, you know, but it's a tough situation. I'm not going to lie. I mean, there's no one that wanted this to happen.
We're talking with David Carr. You can see David throughout the week on NFL Total Access, 4 o'clock Pacific time on NFL Network. Across the bay, well, not really across the bay, but in Minnesota, that other quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, he had 3 interceptions of his own against a very good defense, just like your brother was facing on Monday night. You know, when you see early struggles, is there ever cause for concern right out of the rip when you're convinced that the quarterback, the general manager, and the coach are all on the same page? Like, sure, it was a rough day in Minnesota, but I see a lot of positives in a game they should have lost by double digits.
There's room for concern in places like Buffalo, where, you know, you've already changed to a rookie quarterback when he has no reason to be in there. There's room for concern in Detroit when you come in with a new coach and you're going to establish the run game. You're going to give Matt Stafford a chance. You end up throwing the ball, you know, 90% more than you ran the football. But, you know, when you're in San Francisco or even in Oakland, I think that with the head coach there, particularly with San Francisco, now that we're talking about them, I think Kyle Shanahan is the top 3 coordinator in the league as far as what he's able to do. Sean McVay is there, and we could probably go grab Sean Payton or a couple other guys and put him in that group. But Kyle Shanahan has gotten the most out of what he's put on the field at any position, any stop he's been at, whether he's in Cleveland or in Atlanta. and now he's there with Jimmy. You know, they just faced a good defense. And like you said, the Raiders faced a good defense. The Rams, the Raiders are going to be a better team than what we saw the other night. I have no doubt about that. The San Francisco 49ers are going to be a better team than what we saw the other day. You know, Minnesota poses a lot of issues from a defensive schematic standpoint. They confused Jimmy a little bit a couple times, in particular on one of the interceptions, especially the one that went to the house for pick six. He misidentified the blitz, where it was coming from, and hey, that happens to everybody. It wasn't just like, this is Jimmy's fault. That's happened to Tom Brady. That's happened to everybody that faces, Zimmer. Zimmer does a great job giving you that 8-man-up look, and they have two good safeties that you don't ever know which one's coming, which one's dropping. A lot of teams, you can tell, okay, Harrison Smith's their down guy. The other guy's the deep guy. These guys play with, they're so versatile in what they can do. They can give you a lot of bad looks. You can look bad, but, Jimmy's a good quarterback, and I know it's not a huge sample size what we saw last year, but ever since he came out with Derek, he was in the Senior Bowl with him. Jimmy's a fantastic quarterback, has a great mindset. I really like his athletic ability. He reminds me a lot of Aaron Rodgers when I see him move in the pocket, and his ability to even roll left and move to the left and still get his shoulders turned and make good accurate throws. So him and Kyle are going to be just fine. There's no time to push the panic button if you're in San Francisco. They're going to play some good football this year.
49ers hosting Detroit on Sunday. And look, it's way too early to drop the must win, but it's a gots to have it because there's not a lot of winnable games early in the season schedule for the 49ers. And especially when you look at the Lions coming in here with Matt Patricia, after four quarters of football, there's already stories about how he might be losing some vets in his locker room. And I guess if you overwork and then under-deliver on game day, you're asking for it as a coach. Is that what Patricia might be facing?
Oh, you're exactly right. I mean, you couldn't have said any better. When you go out there and you demand so much out of your guys in training camp, it's a different era right now. Even when I played, it was different than what they're going through now. Guys, they don't expect to play in the preseason. They don't expect to put pads on and bang and run and condition. These guys, they feel like they come into camp ready to play football, ready to play game one. A lot different than it was before. So for him to demand all of that during training, come out and have the performance they did the other night and not really even try to run the football, that was the most frustrating thing for me. All I could think about all offseason was, man, it's going to be nice to give Matt Stafford a real ground game, a good solid defense, let him play some balanced football, because the guy is talented. He's a top 10 quarterback talent-wise, and what he's done as far as being able to put up numbers and yards, if you give him a winning formula, much like they have in New England, he could be really special. But they didn't do that. They didn't come close. So, they got their backs up against the wall, which is tough. But so do the San Francisco 49ers. So that's going to be a good football game. I expect San Francisco to play some good football and bounce back and recover. Just do what you've been doing. Kyle Shanahan's going to put together a good plan to attack that defense. I think the defense in San Francisco is going to be good enough to shut these guys down, because I don't really know if they have an identity in Detroit yet. So it remains to be seen, but we'll see. We'll see a good football game, but I think San Francisco will be just fine.
NFL Network's David Carr here on the Damon Bruce Show. So on that note, on the note that guys don't even want preseason anymore, isn't it weird, David, in a weird way, week one of the NFL regular season has almost now, it's kind of like week zero, if you will. It's like week five of the preseason. Not quite. I think week two is now the new week one. And a lot of these teams, especially the Rams, I think the reason why they started slow, like all due respect to the Raiders, was because they took the entire preseason and used it as a mulligan. First time these guys were playing live snaps together was first quarter in Oakland.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy and how we've seen that happen. Really, you look back in the last several years, we've had injuries. They've always had injuries in the preseason. We've had probably a few more, and some big-name guys have been lost early in the season. So coaches are a little bit concerned, so they hold them off. And we haven't had this many turnovers in week one since 2007. It's out of control. Guys are turning the football over all over the place. You saw Oakland, and San Francisco. They both, even with Derek and Jimmy, both had three interceptions. These guys are good quarterbacks, that just didn't have a ton of snaps. Derek didn't have a ton of snaps in the preseason. Obviously, Jared Goff didn't play hardly at all, if at all, in the preseason. So, yeah, you're going to get some sloppy football. Defense is going to be a little bit ahead. There's some points put up in some games, but I think, the points are one thing. I think it's more the sloppiness that you see and the turnovers and the missed timing on things. And it's unfortunate that we have to kind of sit through, a week or two of some bad football before we really start playing. But that's the norm now. That's what coaches are going to do. They don't want to get their main guys hurt in the preseason when they don't think it counts. So that's what we're going to see.
David Carr, awesome stuff. We are thrilled to have you on the team all football season long, man. You're going to be joining us here on when? What was today? Today's a Thursday. You're going to be joining us on Thursdays talking football each and every week. We're very excited to add you in the mix. David, thank you so much for agreeing to be part of it, and we look forward already to next week talking with you.
You got it, man. Happy to be here. It's going to be a fun season.
Awesome stuff from David Carr. Again, NFL Network. We're going to be bringing it to you with him each and every week here on 95.7 The Game. Great stuff. Interesting stuff on week one and how guys just they don't want anything to do with the preseason anymore. And if you got nothing to do with the preseason, you better have a good week one debut, especially if you're a new coach looking to get people to buy in. Isn't it amazing? Every single new coach took an L after 1 week. Big, big bounce week. Week two feels like it matters even more now than ever before, because we're going to get a real look at what you got, how coordinated you are, what concepts your team wants to show us all season long. Week two is the new week one. So I'm ready for another week one then. Hopefully you are too. How about this? Tomorrow, we're going to get you ready for that 49ers-Lions game when we have our weekly Hey, How Are You? With the 49er player. This week, the Rook is going to join us, Mike McGlinchey, the tackle out of Notre Dame, slash guard if you need him to be a guard, slash, hey, ask him to kick return if you need that. Like, he's probably willing to do just about anything you ask. Might be a little out of position, but we're going to have Mike McGlinchey join us tomorrow in another short show. We've been kind of holding our breath over these weather situations and hurricanes, which were supposed to come, but they just didn't come. So, okay. We got baseball for you. We'll see if the A's got another 10 spot in them. We'll see what they got against the Orioles. We're going to get you out to a little A's and Orioles next. In the meantime, thank you so much to David Carr for joining us from NFL Network. Gianna, thank you as always. Thank you, Albie. Thank you, Elena. Bouton Vixon. Merci beaucoup. C'est si bon. As always, magnifique. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back for another short one tomorrow. And what I'm happy about is this is our last short ones for the foreseeable future, let's just say. We are not going to have to worry about East Coast A's starts in about another week. That sounds good to me. Hopefully, a whole bunch more Damon Bruce show sounds good to you, because that is what we are going to bring you next week. We'll be back tomorrow, though. In the meantime, Mike McGlinchey is going to join me. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, sports don't build character. They reveal it.
And like that, he's gone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.